Mr. Grimm's Tower by Damien Harvey. Illustrated by Corky Paul. Mr. Grimm lived in the middle of town. He liked his house, but he didn't like the hustle and bustle of town. There were too many people. There was too much noise. All day Mr. Grimm could hear horses and carts clatter by his front door. He could not work. It made him very grumpy.
"Keep quiet!"
Mr. Grimm shouted.
"Keep quiet!"
All night Mr. Grimm could hear people singing in the streets. He could hear them snoring in their beds. He could not sleep. It made him very grouchy.
"Keep quiet!"
Mr. Grimm shouted. Merrily we stroll along.
Keep quiet!
Whenever people saw him, they said, "Look out! Here comes Mr. Grimm. He is a very grumpy and grouchy man." So one day, Mr. Grimm made up his mind. He packed his bags and went to live in the tall tower at the top of the cliffs. The tower was old and dark, but Mr. Grimm loved it. He loved the peace and quiet. He loved the way the stairs turned and twisted to the very top. Most of all, Mr. Grimm loved the views from the big round windows. From his tower, Mr. Grimm could look out over the hustle and bustle of town. From his tower, he could see the hills and trees of the countryside. Best of all, Mr. Grimm could look far out to sea. He loved sitting in the window. He loved watching the boats sail past. There were tall boats and long boats, paddle boats and rowing boats. But Mr. Grimm was still not truly happy. During the day, nobody came to visit. The tower looked dark and creepy. Mr. Grimm still looked grumpy and grouchy. When Mr. Grimm waved, people ran away. Only the seagulls came to visit, and they just made a mess. Mr. Grimm had to spend most of his time cleaning the tower.
"Go away!"
he shouted, waving his fist at the birds.
"Go away!"
At night, the tower looked very dark and creepy. Mr. Grimm could not sleep. Ships and boats could not see the cliffs. They crashed into them. The thumping and bumping kept Mr. Grimm awake.
"Sorry!"
If he did get to sleep, he was woken by sailors knocking on his door. They asked for hot drinks and blankets.
"Go away!"
shouted Mr. Grimm. He covered his head with a pillow.
"Go away!"
Soon the sailors stopped knocking. Now no one came to his tower at all, except for the messy seagulls. This made Mr. Grimm feel very grumpy indeed. One day Mr. Grimm looked in the mirror. He frowned at what he saw.
"What a grumpy, grouchy, hairy old man you are,"
he said.
"It's time for a change."
So the very next day, Mr. Grimm made up his mind. He went into town for his once-a-year shave and haircut.
"That's much better,"
said Mr. Grimm, and he grinned a little grin. Outside the barber shop, something gave him an idea. He dashed into Bert's Best Buys. He got some paint. When he got back to his tower, Mr. Grimm started working. Mr. Grimm found a paintbrush. He painted his tower white from top to bottom.
"There,"
said Mr. Grimm.
"Now those seagulls can make as much mess as they like. No one will ever know."
Then Mr. Grimm painted bright red rings around the tower. He wanted to make it look cheerful and friendly. Next, he put a huge light at the top of the tower. Now everyone would be able to see it, even in the dark.
No one will bump into the cliffs now,
said Mr. Grimm happily.
And I can get some sleep.
Mr. Grimm's home no longer looked like a tall, dark tower. It looked like a tall lighthouse. During the day, people came to see Mr. Grimm's tall lighthouse. When they saw it, they smiled. Mr. Grimm smiled back. At night, the sailors smiled. They saw the light at the top of Mr. Grimm's house. It warned them that the cliffs were ahead. Mr. Grimm was happy in his tall lighthouse. He stopped feeling grumpy and grouchy. People even started to call him Mr. Grimm. This made Mr. Grimm even happier. Mr. Grimm's tall lighthouse was very popular. Lots more lighthouses were built on the top of cliffs all over the world. Perhaps you've seen one. Lighthouses. A lighthouse is like a giant flashlight. The light flashes all night. It helps boats find their way and stops them crashing into rocks. Today, most boats use computers to find their way. They don't need lighthouses. Many lighthouses are now museums and tourist attractions. Some lighthouses have even been made into homes.
Would you live in a lighthouse?